Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Call Pippa on 021-446-0567.
So here I am sitting on a bed at the Century City makeshift studio. Century Square is where you'll find us. Look for the big white dome tents and come inside, please, to sign up as a donor. We're celebrating Sunflower Day. So I hope you, like all of our team, have got a taupe around your neck, around your wrist, over your head, wherever you choose to wear it. Those have been bought over the last few weeks at Pick n Pay and Zando. And again, if you missed the segment yesterday on stem cell donation, please do visit our social media channels to take a listen. You can also go onto the website sunflowerfund.org.za and read up more on that site. We're hoping today to sign up close to 100 new stem cell donors, and the last count I got, I think we were approaching the halfway mark. I'll get an update in just a moment. But I'm also aware of the fact that not everybody can be a stem cell donor. I'm one of those people who is precluded by virtue of a pre-existing medical condition or medication that you take. And I want to remind you today that even if you're not able to be a stem cell donor, you can still make a difference to people who are fighting leukemia and other blood diseases by donating blood. And if you're eligible enough to do both of those, then so much the better. Please come on down and help us at Century City. Right now, as I donate live on air, I want to talk to Marlies van der Merwe, who's the spokesperson for the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service. Thanks for joining us today and partnering with us on this event. Marlies, it's my 44th unit, I think, and I bet there are listeners who are well into their 90s, 100s and beyond, and I hope they'll tell us about that. But what's your target for today? We just need to get Marlies's microphone sorted out there. Just a second. Marlies van der Merwe of the Western Province Blood Transfusion Service. Let's try again. Nope, we're still not there. Okay, in the meantime, while we just get a technical crew to check on the microphone, let me just remind you of the Sunflower Fund details. Visit the website www.sunflowerfund.org.za or call their toll-free hotline, which is 0800-12-10-82. We'll also tell you in just a moment how to contact Western Province Blood Transfusion Service, and I'd urge you, if you haven't already done so, to download their app, which is a great source of information. Is it third time lucky? Marlies, good afternoon.
Hopefully.
There Hi, it Papa. Is. Hi, great to have you with us. What's the target for today?
We have a target set of 200. At the moment, we have 78 units donated, mm-hmm. so we're almost halfway there, and we're encouraging everybody in the vicinity, come down, support us, support the Sunflower Fund. We'd really appreciate it.
We would too, and I hope they do that in large numbers, because I mean, it's an ongoing need, isn't it? I know we say this every time we interview you, but the need never stops, and even if you have a great donor turnout on a day like today, tomorrow's another day, the need never goes away.
Exactly. I always like to tell people, you know, it's a little game we play in the office in the mornings. Mm-hmm. How many units do we have today? It can be 4 days, it can go down to 2 days, depending if there was an emergency during the night. So, yeah. You know, every day it's a different story.
The stats on your website are alarming. It says that up to 75% of the people living in the Western Cape might at some point in their lives need a blood donation.
Yes.
How many of those are actually registered? It's a staggeringly low figure.
It is. So we have about 80,000 donors registered throughout the Western Cape. Keeping in mind, we are about 6.2 million people in the Western Cape. So it is a very frightening stat for us.
Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about some of the things that prevent people from becoming blood donors, the myth that you'd like to debunk, that people think, I can't do that because of X, Y, or Z. What are the biggest sort of stumbling blocks that you have to overcome in that regard?
I think the biggest stumbling block we definitely have is the fear of needles. Mm-hmm. I would just like to ease everybody's mind and say it's really not that bad. And our staff are absolutely fantastic. I mean, they chat to you throughout the process, and before you know it, it's done, and you wouldn't even know the needles.
Well, like, the needle just left my arm in the last few seconds, and I didn't even notice. Okay, which says, well done to the person behind that one. Okay, so that's a mental block more than anything.
Definitely.
To get over.
And then if you look at tattoos and piercings and all of that, I get questions, I can never donate blood because I have a tattoo. That's absolutely not true. You have to wait 6 months before you can donate again.
Okay.
You know, that's also a myth we've been seeing quite a lot. And there are various things, medical reasons why people can't donate blood. It might be the medical condition, it might be in the medicine you're using. So if you're unsure, we really urge you, just give us a call, contact us. We're a community organization. We're there for you.
The nice thing about it is donating blood, I think people think, well, it's one pint and it goes to somebody who was in an accident, but it's not necessarily true. There are more than one uses for that blood.
Most definitely. Every unit you donate can be divided into three blood products. So it's red cells, platelets, and plasma. So essentially, with one donation, you save at least three lives. And it gets given for various instances, for burn wounds, for bleeding disorders, during organ transplants. So it's not only emergency situations. And that's also one of the myths that we'd like to break. There's so many other things that we need blood for.
Yeah. How much is actually taken in a single donation?
Only 475 milliliters. To bring it into perspective, it's less than a 500 milliliter cool drink, so it's really not that bad.
And how long does it take your body to replace that blood after you've donated it?
It takes about 6 to 8 weeks before you can donate again, but mm-hmm. the 6 to 8 weeks is there for your iron to restore completely. Your red blood cells is restored within 24 hours.
So literally within a day, it's as if you'd never done it, really.
Exactly.
Okay. We've spoken about the criteria. The one thing we haven't spoken about is the age range of donors. Now, I know that donors have got to be over the age of, is it 18 or 16?
16.
16, okay. And is there an upper age limit?
Yes. You have to be between the ages of 16 and 65 to be a first-time donor. Mm-hmm. The reason for not being able to donate when you're older than 65 is because your body is not used to losing 475 milliliters of blood. And it also takes longer to be replenished.
Okay. I've read before of people being asked to be a platelet donor once Yes. they've been a regular blood donor for a long time. What does that entail?
Well, to be a platelet donor, you would have had to be a regular donor as well. So that process is only taking the platelets and the red cells and the plasma is then placed back into your body. So it's a 2-hour donation period or donation process you go through, and you can donate more regularly. And we actually use platelets for leukemia sufferers, etc. Yeah. So it's a very good cause to also get involved. So if you're a regular donor, you're interested, please do become one.
And just like that, my donation is done and dusted, as easy as pie. We're going to take a short ad break and move across to our makeshift studio, continuing our conversation with Marlies van der Merwe. If you've got a question for her about anything to do with the blood donation process, please give us a call now on 021-446-0567.
Pippa Hudson, lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
It's a little past, almost 20 past one, and we're coming to you live from Century Square in the Century City Precinct as we continue our blood donor and blood stem cell donor drive with the Sunflower Fund and Western Province Blood Transfusion Service. We're still chatting to Marlies van der Merwe, who represents WPBTS, the Blood Transfusion Service, taking some of your questions, and they're coming through thick and fast on the SMS line and WhatsApp, Marlies. So let me get through a couple of them. It's not Vessel, it's Anonymous, asking, at what age can one not donate blood anymore? You did say 65 was the upper limit, but if you've been donating before then, can you continue?
Indefinitely, yes. Your body is used to giving 475 milliliters of blood. At the age of 70 and 75 and 80, I think we just need a note from your doctor stating that you are healthy enough to still donate blood.
Okay, thank you. And then Vessel's question was probably better directed to the Sunflower Fund, but his question, his comment was that it's a barrier that a bone marrow donor needs to pay over 2,000 rand for the test. Vessel, if you were listening yesterday, you would have heard Alana James from the Sunflower Fund responding to exactly that point and saying that if the cost is a barrier which is really difficult for you, you can talk to the Sunflower Fund. One of the reasons we go and buy our TOPEs every year is to help donate money towards covering the cost of testing for those who can't make that contribution themselves. And here's a great message from Christine on our WhatsApp on the same theme, saying, perhaps if you're like me and unable to become a stem cell donor, you could make a financial donation to help cover the costs involved in testing and registering somebody else. That's what I plan to do. Christine, thank you so much, and that will be gratefully received. So that is definitely one thing you can do, is assist financially. The other thing is you could do what I've just done and donate blood, because Marlies, the patients who are waiting on stem cell donations frequently need quite a lot of blood in the meantime, don't they?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay. We've spoken about some of the reasons why people wouldn't be a donor, and a few people are asking questions linked to that. Sarah is usually a blood donor but is currently not donating because she's pregnant, and her question is, how soon after my pregnancy can I donate again? Would it depend on whether I'm breastfeeding?
Yes, definitely. If you gave normal birth, it'll be a waiting period of 3 months. Cesarean would be a waiting period of 6 months. If you are breastfeeding, best not donate blood, only 1 month after the baby's weaned and baby's on solids. So that's just in a nutshell.
And is that for reasons of your own health, your own iron levels, etc.?
Baby needs you, and you obviously have to look after yourself as well.
Okay, thanks for that. Vincent on the SMS line asking, are there any health benefits derived from regular blood donation? For example, does it help lower blood pressure or improve your lipid profile or anything like that?
Well, you know, we always try to tell people, you know, you get a mini medical each time you donate blood. So it's good for donors. We check your general health. We check your pulse, your blood pressure, your iron levels. If we pick up anything, we will be able to tell you immediately, and we'll be able to refer you to your doctor, your general practitioner, if we think that you need some help. So there's definitely benefits for donors as well.
Okay. Amanda in Milnerton on the WhatsApp line says, I faint every time I give blood, no matter what I've had for breakfast or what my weight is. Would that prevent me from being a stem cell donor?
No, not as far as I know. It might be something, you know, about blood donation.
Shame, Amanda. I really hope that we can change the mind of people who are afraid of that. We've got a couple of new converts in our own team who are going to give it a bash this afternoon, and some of our guests coming down have promised to donate while they're here. Again, we'd like to urge everyone to come down if you're in the Century City area and join the drive. Marlies, is there anything we haven't touched on that you think our listeners really need to know about that I should have mentioned?
I think it's just the basic donor criteria, so everybody knows about that. You have to be between the ages of 16 to 65. You have to weigh more than 50 kilograms. You have to be medically healthy, no colds and flus, and you have to lead a safe lifestyle. And that's our really basic donor criteria. And if we can get so many people to come in and start supporting us, we'd really, really appreciate it. We're going into festive season. I can't believe I'm saying that already.
But it's true. Yeah.
Yes, we need to build up the stock.
Okay, and that's the stock of any types of blood. I mean, you have a call for all of it.
Yes, please. I mean, we wouldn't want to deplete the one type, more than the other. So we need all blood types.
Marlies van Merwe, thanks for joining us today. And we'll let you get back to the important job of keeping count on how many people have come through. We'll get a tally at the end of the show. One last question before you go. It just popped onto my SMS line. Can I donate blood after I've had chemotherapy?
That would depend on the type or why you use the chemotherapy, the type of cancer. So it'll be best to just pop me an email.
Okay. And there is a Great Western Province Blood app that you can download on your phone, which is a great way, I find, of keeping track of when you're due to donate next and where your clinic is. Just remind us of the website address for those of you who don't want to use
the app. Website address is wpblood.org.za. You can find very interesting info there.
Thank you so much, Marlies. Great to have you with us today.